Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Challah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lilu Nishmas, Mar Samirim, Sarah, Basav Yaakov, Maisha, Hernish, Shamash, and Evan Aliyah, and Beschos, Rochel, Basav Argito, and Daniel Eliezer, and Spire Rochel. They should be Gibesh, Rezer, Shakayama, Bekarv Mamish. And Mishnah Hey tells us, Nachri, Shanasan, Li Israel, Lasis, Lo Isa. A non-Jew gave some ingredients to a Yid in order for the Yid to make him a dough. The non-Jew once had a piece of the Yid's challah, and he said, "This is the most delicious bread I ever had, and I'd like you to make me some of it." So the non-Jew brought the ingredients over to the Yid's house, and he had him make him a dough. The Mishnah tells us, "Patur min challah." That dough is pater from challah, because even though that dough was made by a Yid, since it's owned by the non-Jew, it doesn't have a chiv of challah to be taken off of it. However, let's say, Nesan alei matana, the non-Jew decided, "You want to know what? You can keep this dough. It's all yours." So now we're going to have to decide if it's chayv in challah. The Mishnah says, "Ad shaloi Gilgal." If the non-Jew had given this dough to the Yid before Gilgal happened, which means before the Yid finished kneading the dough, chayiv. So now the dough is chayiv and challah, because by the time the dough was finished, it already belonged to the Yid, so the Yid has to take challah off of it. But umisha Gilgal, if the non-Jew had given the Yid this dough only after Gilgal happened, pater. So it's pater and challah, because when it reached the stage when it would be chayiv and challah, it still belonged to the non-Jew, and it's obviously pater. Now, a similar but slightly different case, ha'aisa isa im hanachri. Let's say a fellow made dough with a non-Jew. He used some of his flour, the non-Jew brought some of his flour. So the Mishnah tells us, im ein b'shal Yisrael kashir challah, if the amount that the Yid put in didn't reach shir challah, which means that the Yid did not put in 4/5 of a kav of flour, pitur min challah. So this dough is pater from challah. And now moving on to Mishnah Vav. Ger shen is gayer. We have a person that became a ger, v'haisalai isa, and he had a dough. The question is, now that he's a Yid, is he chayav to take challah off of this dough? So the Mishnah explains, nasas ad shaloi nizgayer, if he had finished making the dough before he became a ger, pater. So this dough is pater and challah. That's because he had completed making the dough while he was still a non-Jew, so he's not chayav to take of challah. However, umishin nizgayer, if he only finished making the dough after he became a ger, chayav, so he's chayav to take challah off. Now v'im safek, if it's a safek, chayav, he's still chayav to take challah off, but v'in chayav v'nolei chaymesh, if a non-kain eats it, he's not chayav to add a fifth, because it's just a safek. Now Rabbi Kiva argues with this, and he tells us, "Hakol hoylech achar akrima batanur." Everything goes after once it forms a crust in the oven. Rabbi Kiva says that we don't determine whether something's chayv and challah based off of when it's finished being kneaded. It has to do with when it's being baked in the oven. Once a crust forms on in the oven, so then it's going to be chayv and challah. So in this particular case, according to Rabbi Kiva, if he became a Yid before the crust formed on it while it was in the oven, so then he'd be chayv to take off challah. If not, so then he's pater. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.